Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, good morning out west. Good afternoon out east. Dodging the rainstorms in Florida or wherever you are.
What? What about the middle?
The middle? What do you do?
The middle.
The middle? You don't pay attention to the middle, do you?
Left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am in the middle with myself. So.
Stuck in the middle with myself. All right. Oh, okay. You know the middle. It's brunch time. Brunch time for the middle, folks. Ooh. Hopefully it's a good organic, whatever
high
you like.
High noon here
to
in
eat.
Texas.
High noon here in Texas. I think we might hear from Op-Ed today, Super Don, which would be fun. We always love the millennial perspective, and he's got some great ones. So we'll stand by for that as well. Next couple of hours here live on GCN, of course, our syndicated radio show all over. Who knows where it's landing, but we're glad it's landing with you who are listening right now. And, of course, it's not just 2 hours on Sundays, but it's 2 hours 6 days a week. So if you miss it the rest of the week, you can get it through GCN or naturalnewsradio.com and a number of other places. Now, first thing up today, we revisit one of my favorite topics. Perhaps yours, because I can think clearly because I'm not afraid of cholesterol. That's right. Those of you, yes, I know, those of you who embrace the cholesterol love will live longer, and you will have cognitive functions well beyond those of mere mortal elders, right, that are afraid of cholesterol, if they even make it. Does that make sense to you? Anybody? Don't fear the cholesterol. But because
there's a song, don't fear the
cholesterol. I think that was by the same people that did Godzilla.
Blue Oyster. Yeah.
Blue Oyster Cholesterol. It's called Blue Oyster Cholesterol, BOC, so they don't change their initials. And it, basically, there are enough people that still fear cholesterol. How do I know that? Well, there is a new drug coming out. A new drug coming out. It's incredible, but you've got to know about it so you'll avoid it. Okay, not that you can afford it, not that I could afford it. It's good that it is this expensive, so more people than not will be able to stay off of it, even if you're afraid of it. The FDA has approved the cholesterol drug with a $14,000 price tag per annum. Yep, annual price to be on this new cholesterol
medication.
That's
over $1,000 a month.
Yeah, I guess it's nothing for some rich folks. And it's like the rich folks shouldn't be on it either. And it's like not trying to set up class warfare, but this is drug warfare on all Americans. And this is the problem with big pharma and big insurance and big Obamacare, because it'll likely cover this drug for those that think they need it, even though nobody does. It's called Repatha. Repatha. The second drug in a large class of powerful cholesterol-lowering medicines, and it's made by Amgen. Indicated when heart disease is there, and these drugs that they've had on the market, the statins, are not lowering their cholesterol levels enough with that and other therapies. Repatha. What a great name. Repatha. I mean, you need to take a new Repatha out of here. If you're gonna ingest that drug, you don't deserve to listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'll hazard a guess that most people that do probably would not fall for this new trick. And you know what? The thing about this is, although I've been saying this for so many years about how cholesterol is actually good for you, stop fearing the cholesterol. The fact of the matter is, even the mainstream media covered the basically the advice that was being given by a government panel established to say, hey, what's the latest and greatest on cholesterol? And what they did is was stunning. They said, stop fearing cholesterol, basically. You don't have to avoid eggs. You don't have to avoid high cholesterol foods, et cetera, et cetera. And yet, they haven't given up on the idea of more blockbuster drugs to lower cholesterol.
Yeah, but the question is, who hasn't given up?
Who hasn't given up? Well, I mean, the FDA, if they approved
it. The FDA, apparently, the drug companies haven't
given up. Drug companies, the doctors who would be willing to prescribe this, or maybe even the doctors on TV that sell their souls to have a great deal of makeup put upon them every day to wax not so eloquently, not so poetically, but pharmaceutically to promote the fear of cholesterol. And we will revisit this now, won't we, Super Don? The issue of cholesterol, as it was a shocking revelation that the government panel says, stop fearing it. You remember this? You remember this?
I distinctly remember this because we covered it. And it was interesting because they came out and they said that cholesterol is no longer a nutrient of concern.
Yeah. But what is that, a nutrient of concern? We're worried about something that God created that's good for you. Well, no, we're not anymore. Wait a second, but we still have drugs to lower it. Anyway, here's the problem. There's cognitive dissonance on the side of the doctors, especially the TV doctors. What doctor is this guy? Is this the guy with spectacles on Fox News?
This is Dr. Siegel from part of the Fox News. What do they call them? The A-Team?
The A-Team, yeah. And that's, he's a grandfatherly guy. Looks like a nice guy. You know, I don't think he's an evil dude. I just think he's misguided. But he's also cognitively dissonant. He's dissonant. And I want to let you hear the first statement that was so shocking about this cholesterol revelation.
This is absolutely astounding. There's a new move, have you heard about this, by the nation's top nutrition advisory panel. They've now decided to drop their long-held stance about avoiding foods that are high in cholesterol, like eggs, shrimp, and lobster. Can you believe this?
So you hear the snickering in the background. It's like, outrageous! How dare they say it's okay to eat cholesterol-laden foods? And then Dr. Siegel comes in and, you know, kind of goes, whoa, horsey, don't hold on to your cholesterol. We still got to be afraid. Be very afraid. So here's the official pronouncement on high from a doctor at Fox News.
Don't change anything. Cholesterol is still bad for you. That's my reading of these guidelines.
Oh,
what?
Well.
What? This is the advisory panel to the FDA. Don't change anything. I read that. It means nothing. Right. Pay no attention to the cholesterol man behind the curtain.
No, it's bad for you. Bad for you. Very bad for you. It's no longer a nutrient of concern. No, you're wrong, because I am Dr. Siegel on Fox News.
Right. Now, he's going to have to pay some level of lip service to the fact that cholesterol isn't totally evil, isn't he? So let's give him a chance to kind of do a little bit of a mea culpa. Let's see what happens.
Why am I saying that? Well, cholesterol does some good things in the body, Eric. You know what it does?
Wait, did he sort of acknowledge? It does some good things in the body? You know what it does. Let's find out.
It helps stabilize cells. It's good for metabolizing fat-soluble vitamins. It helps us to get rid of fats. But too much of it is bad for you, and it lines your coronary arteries, and it leads to heart attacks and strokes.
Wait a second. Explain this to me about cholesterol levels, Dr. Siegel. How is it that an equal number of people who have high cholesterol and an equal number of people who have low cholesterol suffer heart attacks? How could cholesterol be the culprit? And why, Dr. Siegel, does it line certain arteries, certain people's arteries, and not others at high levels, at low? It's a mix. It's a mush. It's a mash. And Dr. Siegel can't handle that level of discussion. He must defend the faith that cholesterol is equivalent to Satan on some level, even though it's sort of good for you. Wait a second, Satan is good for you? No, we can't say that. We have to defend our church dogma. And that dogma for decades has been cholesterol is absolutely evil. So what's the issue here? Should we eat it? Should we not eat it? Who's affected by it? Or should we just say, well, forget whatever they said, just don't anyway, because I'm Dr. Siegel, and I've got to defend the faith.
Here's the issue, and here's why these guidelines came out. They came out because when you eat cholesterol, when you eat a shrimp, it may not lead to an elevated blood level. We don't know.
Whoa! You mean if you eat the high cholesterol food, it's not going to necessarily... Haven't I been saying that, Super Don, for years? That eating cholesterol doesn't elevate cholesterol levels in a significant way. There's a whole other thing that he will not mention, and that relates to the function of the liver, which is hammered by these cholesterol-lowering medications, including the new one we announced. Devastating. But we can't talk about that. We just have to say, stay away from the cholesterol. Don't eat it.
In 25% of people, it leads to elevated blood levels. But in 75%, it doesn't lead to that.
3 out of 4 people that eat high cholesterol, no change at all. No change at all.
Since you can't tell, I say if you have diabetes, if you have high blood pressure, if you have a risk for heart disease, you really got to watch your cholesterol level.
If you can't tell, you know what? Nobody can tell Dr. Siegel anything that makes any sense because he can't repeat that which the FDA panel advising the FDA over cholesterol issues, saying it's not a nutrient of concern anymore. He can't let it go. This is a defender of the faith. This is zealotry. This is fundamentalism. Fundamentalism. And they go after fundamental Islam, but they won't go after fundamental pharmaceuticalism. Fundamentalist drugism. We can't unvilify that which we said is vilified, because then we're going to look foolish. You're damn straight you look foolish, Dr. Siegel, as is every doctor who's still prescribing statin drugs.
Now, listen, if we want to talk foolish, I didn't get audio from the second doctor that was sitting next to him to talk about this particular topic. He happens to be one of our favorite Fox News doctors, and I'm not talking about Dr. Manning.
Oh, okay. Who could it be?
This would be Dr. Samadi, if you remember.
Oh, yes, Samadi.
Yes, right. This is the guy that was talking about how women were coming into hospitals giving birth to crack babies because they were smoking all that marijuana business.
That's right. I remember that. That was a classic. So what did he say?
Basically the same thing.
Same thing. Don't not fear the cholesterol, right?
No, it's bad for you. Never mind. And you know what? Actually, Samadi brought up a good point in his comments where he was saying, listen, you know, you've got the American Heart Association talking about salt, right?
Yes.
And they will say, you know, 2,500, milligrams, yet the Institute of Medicine will say 1,500 milligrams. So what is the answer here to this entire thing?
Yes.
These doctors don't know.
Right. So quickly, for your own safety, leave the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. Your survival may, in fact, depend upon it. Reject the priestcraft of the church of pharmaceutical mysticism, those people like Dr. Siegel, who maybe get it right 25% of the time. Maybe. RobertScottBell.com for all the links. We're going to talk depression after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information.
We have his audio?
In 1985, President
Ronald
Reagan...
Oh, there you are. Okay, we want to make sure we got good levels, Ben. Can we check levels all the way around?
At a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, cardboard capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy.
That was Lala Lane.
Now, you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs.
It's good for the soul. That's right.
Naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only.
Good, better, okay.
Without harming a single normal cell.
All right,
cell.
So this is a good topic, Goss. Are there still Goss in the millennial generation? Are there more than...
immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's CARNIVORA.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The place for health, freedom, and healing liberty right here each and every, just about each and every day, 6 days a week, 2 hours a day. Right now broadcasting live through GCN, naturalnewsradio.com, and other places. Podcasts available after the fact of the show notes as well. We link them up at robertscottbell.com. Now, if you have questions about cholesterol, I will mention one more thing. Why do we utilize GTF chromium, the whole food form that we get from Jonathan? It's used to be healthy.com. Because if your doctor tries to scare you about cholesterol, even though cholesterol is not the cause of heart disease, you can come back and say, hey, watch me improve my ratios, the LDL-HDL ratio, which is if you raise HDL compared to LDL, they got nothing. They got nothing on you. They got nothing left. And if they even try, find another doctor immediately. Take 100 micrograms of the GTF chromium 3 times daily, and you will see your HDL numbers rise in comparison to your LDL. There you go. Done. All right. Do I have to go further, Super Don? Anybody? I will.
Maybe not for months until somebody else comes out and they come out with a an $18,000 a year pill. Then we'll revisit it.
Now there's a story here about young goths at risk of depression. The goth movement, I think it was peaking in the 1990s, where a lot of the youngins were staying out of the sun. They looked pale as ghosts, so they had vitamin D deficiencies. I don't know about their vegetarian or non-vegetarian status, so we've asked our millennial intern, Op-Ed, to join us now, give us a perspective on these goths who are apparently, according to BBC News, at risk of depression. Ed, welcome back.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing well. Ed, do you see a lot of goths in the millennial generation?
Oh, not as many as the old school goths.
Okay.
They've upgraded to hipster status.
hipster status. Now, they all, if I remember correctly, they were always had black hair. They wore like vampire-like clothing. I don't know if they were tattooed or if they were pierced everywhere. I mean, I'm just trying to remember the goth interactions, but they seemed to be like, I don't know, did they play Dungeons and Dragons? I'm sorry, I'm ignorant about this.
You just dated yourself.
Sorry. Okay.
Block my eyes and cut my wrists. You know, so that is a
self-mutilation
sign.
Too, yes. Yeah. Well, what's your perspective on these goths as far as what you've seen of them? Have you interacted with them?
Well, they've kind of actually, they've upgraded to be non-organic vegans that are hipsters. That's the new goth.
Non-organic
vegans. You don't find all wear black goths anymore. They're few and far between. But
you know, they're troubled. They're a bit conflicted because, correct me if I'm wrong, Ed, but I believe they were really big on doing the non-conformist thing.
Yes. Yep. That was one of the predominant
so
things.
So it's like, okay, I want to be a vegan, but I don't want to be like an organic vegan. I'm going to be a non-organic vegan.
I'm going to be a GMO vegan, right? What the hell is that? You know, that could explain the risk of depression, though. If they're going vegan, they're probably eating far too little fat for their health. And, of course, these fat phobias and fat deficiencies, on top of what's in the little fat that they're getting if they're not going organic with their veganism, could be problematic for brain function and lead to even more depression.
Oh, absolutely. And you got to think of like all the chemicals, the metals they're probably taking in too. I mean, it's not a healthy situation to be in. And the lack of sun, I think, is another big one that you mentioned.
Hiding from the sun.
That would be the vampire thing.
The vampirism. Oh, man. Yeah.
Right.
But if they're drinking blood, it's only the blood of a turnip if they're vegan.
A GMO turnip,
right?
Yes, that's right. Sugar, GMO sugar beets, right?
Wow! Listen, you know, we sprouted some beets here. I'll see if I can invite a goth over to get them healthy or not. I don't know. They'll probably want to avoid the sunshine in the garden. But listen, am I picking on goths? No, I'm sure there are perfectly nice goths out there. But the story here is about their risk of depression, and I'm just kind of assessing based on some of the perspectives that you have, Ed, on what they are doing or not doing. Why this may be happening. Now, there may be an isolationist viewpoint. We are outcasts from society. I get that. And in many ways, I'm an outcast because, you know, I've been eating organically since about 1990, 91. And, you know, I look and view the body politic as foreign to the vitality of real living. You know, the way we are suckered in every 4 years to vote for a president under the guise that it'll change everything, like Lucy removing the football before Charlie Brown can kick it. How many times are we going to be duped on this? And speaking of that, we got an update. Probably after the show, I'll publish a new article by John Rappaport talking about Donald Trump and how he's shaken up the political establishment, whether it's for purpose or not. It's actually kind of fun to watch. We may get to that. Also, we got a moment of duh, and we have a California judge halting a lawsuit against Big Pharma for what? Relates to painkillers. And what did a West Point lawyer say about who they should target as a potential terrorist? We'll find out from Op-Ed as well on that. Stick around.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I am so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Whey is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld.com. WHEY.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Look out for some good new articles popping up at robertscottbell.com, bringing the power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of you. And that's just not physical healing. Mental, emotional, economic, political, and even spiritual. It's all here. And 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, robertscottbell.com. We got Super Don, as you know, and, of course, Op-Ed, our millennial intern doing extraordinary work, research, writing as well, helping us out behind the scenes and more and more just loving it. In fact, I'm going to go right to this story. I mean, we almost didn't know we were going to hit this one, but out of West Point, and you've got a certain military perspective on this, not only from a millennial viewpoint, for other aspects of experience that you may or may not wish to describe, but the headline reads, West Point professor calls on U.S. military to target legal critics of war on terror. This, my friends, is frightening. If you still got this kind of neocon component in the education system of military cadets, what is it going to be when they come out? Are they going to be duped by this anti-constitutional fundamentalism from a neocon warmonger? Even if we support taking out real terrorists, but we defend the Constitution and we defend military incursions that violate the Constitution, whether it be domestically or abroad.
Well, yes, this article was a doozy. I'll tell you what, reading this made my blood boil. You know, the weathermen that worked with Bill Ayers, they went into, like, you know, Harvard, Stanford, all these academic institutions. The neocons went into the military academies. And this guy, last name, William C. Bradford, he works in the law department. This guy basically has proposed an ends to the means attack, a preemptive attack, mind you, on academics who oppose war. I mean, and then has openly said this, you know.
Now, granted, there are some leftists that oppose war for other reasons. I would stand with them when their opposition is constitutional. In other words, we're not against defending ourselves or our country or the interests therein, in a constitutional manner. But we got to recognize that if we look back through the 20th century, the last constitutionally declared war happened during World War II. Ever since then, we've been having police actions very often under United Nations resolutions. Where do the military fall there unless they're globalists?
Oh, no, absolutely. You know, and it, this, as you mentioned, what are the cadets thinking? What are the kids, like, straight out of high school going into these academies? You know, not all of them are probably adopting these philosophies, but what about those niche few that really listen to this and, like, get brainwashed by it? I mean, it's scary to think people...
I think this guy's insane. I mean, literally, I mean, we can talk about, you know, I mean, like the philosophies and the details of, you know, policy and stuff like that. But listen to this, I mean, this quote right here, to me, this guy needs to be, like, put in a padded room, literally, okay? Here's what he says. He says, shocking and extreme as this option might seem, dissenting scholars and the law schools that employ them are at least in theory targetable. And then he gives some conditions here, you know, trying to be a reasonable person, right? So long as attacks are proportional, distinguish non-combatants from combatants, and employ non-prohibited weapons. So what is he literally talking about? Is he talking about, like, targeting some guy, some attorney or somebody who is against the war on terror with what? Like a Hellfire missile or something?
This is like the neocon's wet dream right here, right?
What?
Yeah, I know. It's incredible.
And the schools that employ them? So what, we're going to blow up a university?
He doesn't go as far as say that, right? But that's what he's implying.
Yeah, well, basically, you say that these academicians are enemies of the state in this sense, but of course, there may be enemies of perpetual warfare. And we may disagree with those same people that we agree on some things, but we don't argue for targeting them militarily like this guy is doing. So, yeah, this is problematic on a lot of levels, but I've got tentative confidence in some of the younger people, but typically the younger people who are not subjecting themselves to military, indoctrination at this point. Because, you know, while we would revere our soldiers and such, it's problematic when you weigh out and you say, okay, we appreciate those who are willing to be the immune system of the nation, the soldiers, right? But then again, if the higher functions of a constitutional republic are basically devoid of constitutional principle, they'll send these troops anywhere around the world, even if it violates constitutional limitations on action, and the domestic scenario, which is concerning to me about this Bradford dude, because he's targeting, you know, academicians and legal scholars who disagree with a perpetual war on terror, for instance.
The funny part is, like, I don't know if he caught his hypocrisy here. He's using an academic platform to, you know, propose an extreme that considerably terroristic state to go after other, you know, in his mind, terroristic academics.
Yeah. Well, there's another story here about exercise I want to get into, and it relates to kids. We've covered the same theme with our elders, but the question is, what is the end result? What is the conclusion? And I think it only means that it's time for today's
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh brought to you by Sprouts Who Exercise. Even a few minutes an hour or every half hour. And it's actually good for them. The headline reads at HealthFinder.gov, even short bouts of activity may help kids' health. I'm just asking, Don, op-ed, either of you were under the impression that not exercising would somehow be better than even exercising a little? Anybody?
Well, I'd heard, I don't want my cholesterol to get, raised or any of that stuff, so I've got to be careful.
Wow.
Yeah.
In a matter of a week, do you realize this? In a matter of a week, thanks to science, we have learned that a little bit of exercise is better than no exercise for old people.
Right.
We have learned that eating healthy helps people in the NFL achieve their fitness goals. And now we've learned that a little bit of exercise is better than no exercise for children. I think we need to quit. Our job is done here. We don't want to need to be on the air.
Actually, we know we need to go into producing these stupid studies that lead to moments of duh because they're wasting a lot of
time
and energy.
I want some of that
money.
Send me that.
We could have told them that for a lot less.
I've just discovered that a little bit of exercise has been the new exercise for animals.
Yay! Yes, hand me your money. Study of 28 healthy, normal weight children found that doing 3 minutes of moderate intensity walking every half hour over 3 hours of sitting led to lower levels of blood sugar and insulin compared to another day when the children sat for 3 hours straight. Again, this is why we have moments of duh, to point out these absurdities. The question is, how much were the taxpayers of the United States of America soaked for this? This came out of the University of Southern California. And, geez, man. Look, the type 2 diabetes that they're worried about here, remember, it's a chromium deficiency primarily. If you got a kid with hypoglycemia or a borderline or actually into type 2, you can give them this. 100 micrograms, 1, 2, or even 3 times a day. They will not overdose on a real food form, if you will. Not synthetic isolates. We don't talk about those except to warn you against them. But the real food form variety. And if you're worried or wondering about how to get them, just come to robertscottbell.com. We've got links up. I don't sell anything here, but we have links out to places you can get the stuff. Now, let's go to some heavier drugs here. This is off of Fierce Pharma. A judge evidently halted a lawsuit blaming Purdue Pharmaceuticals, Endo, and others for epidemic of drug abuse. Now, Purdue, I believe, is the maker of OxyContin. And, of course, we know the dangerousness of the OxyContins of the world, how deadly addictive they are, more so than the origin of these drugs being plants in their plant form. California Superior Court Judge Robert J. Moss Thursday put a stay on the case based on the legal briefs. He said that unless the attorneys for Orange and Santa Clara counties decide to ask for oral arguments, the case will be dismissed. And basically, he deferred to the FDA. Now, this is interesting because I'm sort of on board with this idea of it's not the fault of the drug companies. But this is the problem. It's the fault, at least partly, of the FDA for approving these drugs in the first place. And yet this judge, based on, I'd say anti-federalism, has said the FDA, we defer to the FDA because they're superior, they're federal, they're bigger than the states, and of course Congress said that's where it should go. Now this, to me, flies in the face of federalism, which says the states are actually superior to the federal government, especially when the federal government outstretches its constitutional limitations, as it did in basically endorsing a one-size-fits-all approach for the states to accept or reject drugs, or to prohibit, for instance, natural medicines or even cannabis, which, of course, the state of California, among many others, have pushed back on based on the 10th Amendment, the concept of nullifying federal laws. So I'm waiting for the first state judge to say, pound sand, FDA, and they have in some sense with cannabis, but on these other issues. Because, of course, CBD, even THC, and the many cannabinoids within hemp and marijuana, as they call it, cannabis, is going to reduce significantly the reliance on any pharmaceutical drug for pain management. So it's a mixed bag in this case, because he stopped the lawsuit, or apparently did, and yet deferred to the FDA to say, no, the FDA's in charge here, let them have at it.
This is troubling, though, because think about it. The drug company lies about the side effects about a drug.
Right.
But they still present it to the FDA. The FDA approves the drug.
Mm-hmm.
People are hurt by the drug.
Yeah.
They try and go to the FDA, but the FDA hasn't done anything. They did the wrong thing. So if you go and try and sue the drug company, and then the judge says, well, no, actually, that's the job of the FDA. Well, the whole reason why they're suing the drug company is because the FDA is not doing their job.
Right.
So how do you win in a situation? You don't. You almost have the same kind of a situation like you do with vaccines,
mm-hmm.
where it's like you can't sue the drug, you know, the vaccine
right.
maker. You have to go to the court, and the court's not going to claim any responsibility. What ends up happening here? I guarantee if people mm-hmm. push hard enough, all they're going to do is settle out of court, sweep it under the rug.
Yeah, and no liability is admitted. And, of course, with FDA, you've got a bureaucratic oligarchy that never pays for anything that they've done wrong. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody's heads are lost like they are in China when this happens. Not that we're endorsing China. But, hey, when we come back, Op-Ed, can you stick around?
I sure can.
Okay, because we need an Indian accent. Not a Native American Indian, but Indian.
Okay, because I got for you, Robert Scott Bell.
We are going to visit an Indian airport with one of the strangest warning signs ever. What should you not eat while you're in an airport in India? Stick with us. We got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com. Crunch, crunch, crunch.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1-3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Before we go to India for an airport warning sign update, I want to let you know that Stuart Tomka is going to join us next hour. We got some major cannabis updates, CBD updates. He's with Cannavest, a very dear friend of mine, and I'm looking forward to having him on board. He is so rooted in the science as well, and he's a great communicator on the subject. So if you have any CBD questions, you might want to get up on the phones now, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And we got a comment of the day, again, before we go to India. So hold that accent there, op-ed. This one comes from Lori and Steve. Hello, Dr. Bell. Loved, loved, and loved the Oregon Energy segment the other day. Super, now, what day did we do the Oregon interview? It was about chemtrails, right? Chembos.
Was it last week? I believe that was on Tuesday of last week.
That was already? It's been that long? Man.
It was either Tuesday or Thursday. Maybe.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Oh, no, it wasn't Friday.
Okay.
Friday, well, regardless, it's either Tuesday or Thursday.
Yeah. Go to the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Look up the Oregon or chemtrail discussion. And, I can't go into it further now, but I'd just like to say it was received well, apparently. Lori says, we have Oregon pyramids and discs all over the house. Birds, rabbits, and squirrels seem to gravitate to our yard. Protect your garden with fencing or natural oils and such. My husband is planning on making the cloud buster soon. Kudos for putting that information out there. My husband has been making these smaller forms for a couple of years now. I think I know what he's talking about. I have those smaller forms. In fact, back in the 90s, this is how far ahead or behind, depending on your perspective, I've been. We had planted them all over the yard when we had them back in Georgia. Lori says, you are one of the best. You, Ty, Mike Adams, J.B. Wells, and others I may not be familiar with that put this information out there are just plain good people. Let's just say you guys are the salt of Mother Earth. God bless all of you and your families. Thank you, Lori and Steve. Well, thank you. Thank you, Lori and Steve. How cool is that? Can we handle those esoteric topics a bit there, Op-Ed? Millennials are into it?
Oh, yeah. They're totally into it, you know? It's cool. Yeah. It's out there. Interesting.
Well, I know. I said, she was good, our guest there, talking about it. We'll revisit. That's the kind of feedback we like. Let's see. We do have to go to India now. In India, the airport signs are rather interesting because they have them in, I don't know if it's in Hindi. Can you see this language? Can you speak Hindi?
I do not speak Hindi. I'm trained in English.
English only? Okay. Well, according to the Airports Authority of India, and you can see this in Chennai, I believe it is. Did I say Chennai right, or is it said somehow differently? Chennai, India?
It's in India, yeah. And that's okay. Sanskrit.
Okay. Oh, it's in Sanskrit. Wow.
Sanskrit.
Serious ancient.
Wow.
Well, according to the... And I know it's difficult to translate these ancient languages into English, modern English. But according to this warning, eating carpet is strictly prohibited in the airport in India, in Chennai. Eating carpet is strictly prohibited.
You can't do that in the airport. Oh, come on.
Oh my goodness! No! Oh my goodness! It was meant to say sitting eating on carpet is prohibited. Oh no!
So here I was thinking that they got curried carpet that's so yummy and people are hungry. Got to eat that carpet. Eat those carpets.
Oh, so it was meant to. It was supposed to say sitting on the carpet is prohibited, but they interpreted it as eating carpet is strictly prohibited. Is that correct?
Yes, totally misinterpreted, you know.
No, I think it's
very silly.
Sitting and eating on the carpet, not eating the carpet.
Well, okay, so that's prohibited in the airport. That's funny. I suppose that might explain why, you know, one of my favorite characters on The Simpsons is Apu, right?
Apu, yes.
Yeah, he's Indian. Mm-hmm. And so I thought for a moment when I read this, it explained why it is every time you leave the store, he says, thank you, come again.
That would never happen in Pakistan, right? Oh, no, now I've set up a war. You know, there, in America, we don't know about the India-Pakistan conflict. And if you ever go to England, London, it's still very much, you got a Pakistani community, Indian community, and there's a lot of conflict, evidently, over the many years there. Played out in, I think, there's a HBO series with Jack Black now, interestingly enough, called, I forgot, The Brink. Very pointed, poignant, and funny, and observational. Op-Ed, I know you got to take off. Thank you, my friend. Great work on the notes today. I'm looking forward to some of your articles. Yeah, take off, Ed.
Hey, man, take care.
Yeah, you hoser. I love you. Keep it up.
That's
keep
Canadian.
It up.
Canadian. That's not Indian.
Well, it could be Canadian Indians. Indian Canadians? All right, when we come back, we got Stuart Topp, we got CBD, we got cannabis, because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Whey. One World Whey is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.